The National Student Financial Aid Scheme introduced an accommodation accreditation system to make sure that student accommodation complies with the minimum standards and norms as prescribed by the Department of Higher Education. For private student accommodation owners and institutions to make its accommodation available to NSFAS students, they are now forced to register their beds on the NSFAS student accommodation portal and pay a registration fee of between 100 and 200 rand per bed. When the accommodation is rented out to a student, NSFAS will pay the landlord directly, but will deduct 5% of the rent amount. NSFAS predicted at the beginning of the year that it will need about 400,000 beds for NSFAS-funded students in 2024. On 4 October this year, the scheme reported to the Higher Education Portfolio Committee that there were only 25,803, or 6.5% of the required beds accredited. It is highly unlikely that there will be enough beds accredited by the time universities and TVET colleges start in January 2024. ALTA predicts that this will lead to even more chaos than what we saw in 2023. It is ALTA's view that the current developing crisis can be attributed directly to NSFAS, who appointed inexperienced and understaffed service providers to inspect and accredit student accommodation. We investigated the scheme's students' accommodation tenders and found several irregularities. The majority of the 39 service providers NSFAS appointed do not meet any of the requirements set out by NSFAS themselves. They lack the required skills and experience, and we found some dubious appointments. The evaluation process of accreditation agents showed similar irregularities that was found by Werksmans when they did an investigation into the direct payment solution. ALTA has submitted its findings and recommendations to the SIU, who is currently investigating NSFAS on a proclamation issued by the President in 2022. We requested the SIU to include student accommodation matters into their investigations. We will also share our report with the Auditor General.